Stephen King, the Western Bulldogs last won here in 2010 and haven't won a final interstate as yet. Why can that change tonight?
Oh, look, that's history. I mean, it would be over 6 years ago, I think, now. So, you know, for us, it's a new group of players. You know, we're a young, exciting group that's probably got our best team for the year in tonight. And, you know, we've come over unified tonight to achieve a mission. And, look, I think the pressure of the States on West Coast tonight for us, we'll just come over and try and take care of business.
Something new this week in the AFL, there was a bye leading into a final. How did the Western Bulldogs handle that?
Oh, look, we trained accordingly. We tried to keep some load in our players, but more importantly, it gave a real opportunity for us to get, you know, five key players back from injury. And it's just it's the way it's worked out. You know, it's given us the best chance to bring our, you know, strongest possible squad over.
You got a little bit of a rehearsal here on Domain Stadium playing the Dockers a fortnight ago. What did you learn about playing the ground from that match?
Oh, I think just the shape of the ground, how hard you have to work offensively and defensively. I think defensively we still stacked up pretty well. Just more things with the ball that we can do to make ourselves a bit more dangerous and penetrate opposition defences a bit easier. So took a lot from it. It's been a really good preparation for us coming back from that game. And as I said before, with the new personnel in, I think it's going to make us a lot more dangerous as well.
What was the theory behind travelling a little bit later? I know some of the guys came earlier, but the majority of the group arrived just yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, I think last time we spent a couple of days sitting around waiting for the game. This game being a night game this week, I think just thought we'd come over. Those that needed to come across a bit earlier did so. It was up to the players' preparation, but we thought just get here, keep it as normal routine as possible, and as I said, yeah, not try and have too much downtime of just sitting around the hotel.
One of the returning players is Liberatore. A few questions as to who you guys will run with. Brad Hardy, who works for us at 6PR, loves the Dogs. He suggested today that he thinks Pickens should go to Gaff, Libba should run with Shuey, and you don't need to worry about Pritis. Try and get him to kick where you can. How close is that to what you'll do tonight?
Oh, look, they're a quality midfielder. I think first and foremost, we've got to try and stop them at the source. It comes off the ruck's hands. Pritis plays a key role in that. I think one thing we've done all year is back our midfield in. I'd like to think that we've got a few players that they need to worry about as well tonight. So I'd predict Hutchings will probably go to Bontempelli. There'll be a couple of matchups we'll keep an eye on, but we'll try and probably just track how it goes early and make a call from there in game if we need to.
Is it Morris who goes to Kennedy? And if so, what does he need to do to play well against arguably the best key forward in the competition, the Coleman medalist?
Yeah, I think it's Morris, it's Hamling, it's Easton Wood. I think as a back unit, they'll all have time, you know, on the premier forward of the competition, as you said. But, you know, really confident in our system. If it stacks up, we know they go to him more than any other player in their forward line. He gets double the looks. He's a great player, not only with the ball, but what he brings defensively as well. So we'll back our system in and back our boys to try and limit his influence.
When you guys beat them in round 11, you were plus 39 in the contested possessions. A key point I would think for you guys is not to bomb inside your attacking 50, because they have too many tools that can peel off an intercept mark. They've got Barras, they've got McGovern, and even Wellingham can do it to a certain extent. So how important is it that you are able to move the ball and then spot up your targets inside 50?
Oh, look, it's crucial for us. We're not the biggest team in the world, so when we're at our best, we're moving the ball, you know, really fast, trying to take it off the line and try and, I guess, have a look at the whole expanses of this ground. So ultimately, again, the opposition dictates that as well by how much pressure's on around the ball. In a final, you know there's going to be a truckload of pressure. It's going to be hard to get a kick. There's going to be a lot of heat on the ball. So it's going to be that balance about us taking territory, but also having our composure about us to make sure we look at all options and look for our numbers. But it comes back to us. I think playing here 2 weeks ago gives us a nice reminder how we can do that.
We had Luke Beveridge on Sports Today back on Monday night, and he told a great story about the recruitment of Caleb Daniel. Basically, his name was put up on the board, and he said to the recruiters, if he wasn't so diminutive, where do you think he would go? And they said, oh, he'd probably go in the top 10. He said, take him. How have you seen the development of the man who finished second in the NAB Rising Star during the week?
Oh, look, he's just a fantastic little footballer. I can remember watching him in his under-18 year dominate a game for South Australia, and I think he kicked four from the midfield. And he's come in, mate. He's got great work ethic, but what he's got is great composure. He doesn't waste a possession, and he's happy to take a hit and wait for that right option. And so for someone his height, mate, you wouldn't know the way he competes on the air and in the air and on the ground. And he's just got that, I think, he's just got that ability to actually sum up, make really good decisions. And, you know, he's a great young kid, happy to learn and get to work. So he's fitted in really well.
Stephen, appreciate your time. Best of luck here tonight.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Cheers.